Therefore, we do not lose heart. For though the inner man is being renewed day by day, the outer man is decaying. This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Day by day, we become older, yet better. This is how Luther sums up this text, and it's quite a statement. Older, yet better. It sounds like something too good to be true, right out of a slick marketing ad aimed at getting our attention. And the marketer would have everyone's attention because everyone wants this to be true, even though our body is clearly going in the opposite direction. Older yet better sounds like some kind of a cruel joke to our members in the nursing homes who tell us again and again that those golden years are in truth not really golden. As a decaying mind and body cause one problem after another. But our text is not about the body. Rather, we learn here the distinction that it is the inner man being renewed day by day, getting better. Now, this takes a careful understanding of what Paul is saying here, or we could be off into some bad theology in no time. What is Paul saying in this text? He's talking about the only renewal, the only getting better that the new man can know. A life of repentance in the name of Christ. Such a life is renewed by God, not for a moment or for an hour, but for a lifetime. Such a life hears the gospel, which is repentance and the forgiveness of sins, and it clings to it, and the clinging bears fruit. Such a life is refreshed every day by the heavenly food of Christ himself in his gifts to his people. A food that brings with it a desire for repentance and a willingness to become different. Such a life gets better every day because we receive more of exactly what we all need most: forgiveness. Such a life does not see repentance and forgiveness of sins as some kind of gloom and doom, but a prelude to joy. I heard recently about a young father who was terribly distressed that his 9-year-old son was not being taught about Lutheran practice in their parochial school, in their Sunday school, or even in their Sunday morning worship practice. And the father treasured it. Their pastor did not, but the father wanted the son to have it. So the father decided, I'm going to teach my son in the car on the way to soccer practice, on the way to trumpet lessons. So he worked out a plan to live with a portion of the liturgy for 2 weeks and then move on to the next. During the 2 weeks that the Father and the Son were singing together, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," there was a problem with the boy's level of sanctification. There were some bad choices made on his part that landed him in deep trouble with his dad. Father took the boy to his room and sat him down, and he gave him a few choice words of law. Told him to stay there and to think about what he had done. Father shut the door and left. After a time, he heard in there his son. "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Children know. We all know what we need most. Not only to fix the mess, but to actually make things better. Forgiveness. The truth that day by day we become older yet better is a truth for all ages. Now, however, with respect to repentance, there is one thing that God cannot put up with. When his own children think that maybe they can do it for themselves, maybe they can make things right. And then this leads to what Luther calls repentance in our own name, which of course is no repentance at all. We all have a mess right here at home. And when we go independent with our solutions, when we set out to fix the mess by some means of our own devising, we take away from him what he is all about. Such repentance does not make us better, for we cannot fix it. And we're also in the realm of things that God cannot put up with, probably because we've excluded him. Rather, he would have us live in the realm of childlike faith of the 9-year-old boy. Where life is simple. He messed up. And by God's grace, his earthly father gave him David's confession as his own. And God made the boy better. To truly understand the three words, older yet better, one has to understand three of the most important words in our whole earthly life. Lord, have mercy.